I were to ask you who the central figure in the resurrection is, you would likely say Jesus Christ. And I won't stand here and suggest a better answer. But in the resurrection story we just heard from Luke's gospel, Jesus is nowhere to be found. So the focal point of the story isn't actually even in the story. Instead, we have the women at the tomb who've come to anoint Christ's body. We have the two angelic figures who tell the women that Christ has risen from the dead. We have the incredulous disciples to whom the women's words about the empty tomb seem, the gospel says, an idle tale. And then finally, we get Peter. Peter, who is perhaps the most human of the disciples. Peter, who is at times confused, at times fearful, but faithful and hopeful to the very end, when his hope and faith are vindicated by his encounter with the risen Christ later on that first Easter day. On this Easter night, we find ourselves near the end of Luke's gospel in chapter 24. But Peter first meets Jesus much earlier, way back in chapter 4. Now, I'm sure all of you remember exactly how it happens in Luke's gospel that Jesus meets Peter. But just in case, I'll refresh your memory. Jesus and Peter meet right at the start of Jesus' public ministry, when Jesus is asked to enter Peter's home and to heal Peter's mother from a serious illness, which he does. The gospel then says that, quote, immediately she got up and began to serve them, which seems a bit unfair, really, to the poor woman, but that's a discussion for another day. For our purposes this evening, what matters is that Peter came to know Jesus through this act of compassion. From that point on in Luke's gospel, there is no disciple closer to Jesus than Peter. 3 years later, at the end of Christ's ministry, indeed at the end of his life, Peter is still with Jesus, even after his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. Having been arrested by the soldiers of the high priest of the temple, Jesus is led away to imprisonment, and Peter alone follows. The gospel says, at a distance. Peter was afraid, so afraid that when a servant of the priest looks at him and says, this man was also with Jesus, Peter denies it. In fact, Peter denies knowing Jesus three times, not because he doesn't like Jesus anymore, but because he is deathly afraid. Afraid that he might meet the same fate as Jesus himself. And yet Peter stays, despite the risks to his own safety, to his own life. 3 days later, Peter is the only one of the disciples to take seriously what the women have said about their experience at the empty tomb, and he rushes there alone. The question is why? Did Peter believe in Jesus more than the other disciples? In chapter 5 of Luke's gospel, James and John, Peter's fishing partners, have their first encounter with Jesus, and they decide to follow Jesus because they've just seen him perform the miracle of producing an unbelievable amount of fish. The Bible says they were amazed and left everything and followed Jesus. Yet James and John do not stay close to Jesus after his arrest. James and John don't rush to the tomb to see this thing that the women have announced to them. Do they believe less than Peter? After all, they'd seen the same miracles over the years that Peter had. The difference is that James and John came to know Jesus through their amazement, while Peter came to know Jesus through Jesus' compassion. We are here today because we have known in our lives the compassion of God and God's people. We come here today as much out of thankfulness as of faith. Just like Peter came to the empty tomb to see if Jesus, if this Jesus whom he loved, had indeed conquered death itself. The eighth chapter of the Song of Songs, it is written, love is strong as death. Chapter 24 of the Gospel of Luke tells us that love is stronger than death. Peter had known the loving compassion of Christ in his life. That compassion drew him to Jesus in times of trouble and even despair, because he felt deep in his soul what Jesus showed in his resurrection from the dead, that God's compassion conquers all. There's nothing in our lives that we cannot overcome through the compassion of God, made tangible through our love for each other. Our Easter celebrations are as much about the compassion of God as they are about the power of God. Like St. Peter, we run to those whom we love, not to those we admire. In the resurrection of Christ, God has run towards humanity and all of creation in love, giving us joy and hope, the hope of life made new again, and love that has no end.